Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 19th November 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia recorded a total of 6,355 new COVID-19 infections today, marking the third day in a row of positive cases nationwide remaining above 6,000. Meanwhile, another 55 COVID-19 related deaths were reported in the country within the last 24 hours. According to the data on the COVID-Now portal, the cumulative death toll now stands at 29,892. To date, there have been a total of 6,045 COVID-19 fatalities involving patients brought in dead. Further details on the COVID-19 situation in the country, according to states, will be shared by the Health Ministry on its COVID-Now portal. The Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, MACC, said Singapore has recently returned funds linked to the 1MDB amounting to 68.1 million ringgit to Malaysia. According to MACC, efforts to recover more are ongoing in countries including Switzerland, Kuwait, Mauritius, Cyprus and Hong Kong. Malaysia has recovered about 20.5 billion ringgit in 1MDB assets so far. Meanwhile, about 81.8% of the country's adolescents aged between 12 and 17 have completed their COVID-19 vaccination as of yesterday. Based on data from the Ministry of Health, about 87.3% of the adolescent population have received at least one dose of the vaccine. On the international front, a Wuhan wet market has re-emerged as a likely origin of COVID-19 after research showed the first identified case developed symptoms later than initially reported. According to a US study, the first known COVID-19 case was a market vendor in Wuhan and not an accountant who seemed to have no link to the market, but whose case caused speculation that the virus could have leaked from a lab. Meanwhile, Singapore's COVID-19 cases are showing evidence of slowing, but the government said it needs more data before it can decide whether to relax virus curbs. While Thailand is considering allowing bars and nightclubs to open earlier than a previous target. And the Parliament of Pakistan passed a bill on permitting chemical castration as a punishment for serial rapists in that country. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has publicly supported the chemical castration bill since last year in response to increased incidents of rape. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.